It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander...
Got it. Check, microphone check. Do I sound? There we go. All right.
Clear.
Thank you, sir. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan, 530. All right, my name is L.A., Lucius Alexander. Is there anything you think I should be playing this week? Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, which you guys have been doing, and I have a lot in my folder. I appreciate that. Locked and loaded, bro. Which I already had a lot of stuff in there. Real talk. All right, let's see here. Brother. G-Bag of the Year winner for 2025 was Bobby Belt. Shout out to Bobby Belt with Them Boys Is Sus. Them Boys Is Sus. Mustard on the beat, ho. But our winner and champ right here comes from the Nightcap. That is Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. They were talking about North Carolina and everything, and then it just got kind of weird. I think there's some cap going on.
Panthers in the playoffs.
Hello, why you hopping up another team? You ain't even never been to Charlotte.
What you talking about, man? I've been to Charlotte Motor Speedway. I done been to a Panthers game. I done played against the Panthers in Charlotte and gave them that work. What you talking about? Matter of fact, I used to date a girl.
Good.
In Charlotte. Yeah. Never forget, 2003. I wonder how she doing.
I don't know.
I've been to Raleigh.
She's talking about me.
I've been to Raleigh. You mean Raleigh? Raleigh. Oh,
okay.
Raleigh.
Close enough.
That's how you say it? How you say Raleigh. It again? You for yeah. real? But it's spelled R-A-L-E-I-G-H.
Raleigh.
That's Raleigh.
Close enough. Don't worry about it.
Close enough then, Ocho Cinco. I appreciate you. More on that later during LA Live.
Oh, good.
We have a follow-up to that little old story right there on LA Live. Whether it wins or not, I'm going to get to it.
I do like this combination. Everything going on here with Shannon and Ocho.
Oh, yeah.
Like the content's upgraded with it being independent. Yeah, that's what we're learning here.
Good show.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to 6ABC News in Philly. Those Bird fans, boy, they took a L yesterday. Mm-hmm. I got a whole lot of videos of them crashing out and everything. I'll probably play them tomorrow for Toxic Tuesday. They spoke with a young Philly fan right here. Broke his little Bird's heart.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, A.J., but, like, you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at, like, the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One side, he's cooking. One half is cooking, and the other half is completely raw. And
this kid's got material.
He does. You knew exactly what he was doing.
Completely raw.
Give me a quick 5 minutes, kid. Yeah, I ain't mad at that right there. Whole lot of videos I got of those people's crashing out up there in Philly.
Love that. Thought you were going to need more bleeps for that one, man. The kids down there, they learn the F word.
Yeah, they should.
It's like their first word.
They sure do. You hear what Joey said? It's F the Cowboys.
Yeah.
First words. Trap House Sports. Shout out to Trap House Sports. It was a fantastic weekend of football. Packers. We're not fans of Packers here in Dallas. I mean, cool with the fans, but Packers always putting their foot in our behinds.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type of vibe.
Gotten old. So they're packing us.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. So shout out to Trap House Sports right here for making a little anthem. F them Packers.
Let's play winner stay, loser go home. Lost to a dude with a pink cell phone. Michael went to Green Bay, they gave him plenty cash. Tell them Packers, win the ass. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We both in Cancun, so what y'all say don't matter. We both ain't win no ring, but I think your team is trash. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yes, them Packers. Yeah, yes, them Packers. We watching from home, so what y'all say don't matter. And my team may be ass, but I think your team is ass. First I bag back the Green Bay Pack. My CT tweaking, it's time to get crazy. Jordan Love got them braids from all his behavior. Why he throw a screen pass to a lineman? Why the f*** do y'all think y'all the line? My CT tweaking, I'm about to get wrecked. Why y'all going so hard for all sloppy seconds? My CT tweaking, it's time to get hazardous. Packers like Trap House.
Nice. It just cuts it off, too.
Nice.
Like, I don't know how to end this. I'm going to just cut it off.
Yep.
A loss from a Cowboys rival is not complete till Trap House touches it.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's poetic.
F the 49ers is great. Now we got F the Packers. I'm here for it.
That might have been the greatest post-game show in the history of the NFL. Just everything that went along with that. The on-field interviews with the Bears fans chanting. I don't know.
It was sick, dude. The grating of the cheese. It was all epic.
Oh, the grating of the cheese was awesome. So I like that little bit right there. Ouch.
I'm sorry that Micah is hurt, but there is a part of me that thinks it's poetic that it went the way that it
did. Poetic justice?
Then bringing in Trayvon Diggs. He plays one play. He's ass.
His ass run over.
Yeah.
Your ass, my dude.
Your ass, my dude.
Your ass, my dude.
Cheeks.
Yeah, cheeks. You see the Jaguars reporter?
Yes.
Talking very nice to the coach afterwards. Yeah. You know, inspiring the man for the next season.
She's making the rounds today.
I've seen that, bro.
Is it Black Free Press? Is that what she's ahead of?
She's going to be on Good Morning America pretty soon.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what she's ahead of.
Because people are, you know, the crusties out there are like, that's not good journalism.
Yeah, whatever.
How dare you? That's not a question.
My bad.
Sorry.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
You did a great job out there today.
Appreciate it.
Just hold your head up, okay?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen,
Duval, you the one, all right?
Thank you,
ma'am. You keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate it. Take care
and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
She's cheerleading.
Yeah.
She's a fan, bro.
You don't get that a lot, man, ever.
I thought you were jealous, Wolchuk.
I was like, hell yeah, go Lynn Jones.
Yeah,
go
she
girl.
Had pom poms and everything, man.
Crush it.
What publication you said she worked for, Broder?
She's
Black like Free 60
Press.
Minutes.
What no, it's the Black Free Press.
Black Jacksonville.
That's what it is. I think that's her company. I think there's like
okay,
she
you
heads,
might be right, bro. But that she, was hilarious. We had it maxed up with this.
She has. She. It's like there's numerous things she heads up. I think that's. I
you
think
did
she,
your research on her.
Yeah, no, she's legit.
He scouted her.
Absolutely legit.
He was in here scouting.
Yeah.
How you doing today, Lynn Jones, Jacksonville
cool.
Free Press?
Yeah.
Jacksonville Free Press. Have you ever snuck in her DMs, Brian?
No, I don't. Okay. I have not. I might if I had a
He's
Twitter.
Hacked.
If I have a Twitter account,
hacked.
I might. Yeah,
he's still
Twitter
hacked. He's still in Twitter jail.
God, it's embarrassing. Really is. I didn't do anything
great
wrong.
Great work down there in Florida.
Yeah.
Great work down there.
I
there. Keeping up with you for the past few years.
Yeah. The Ponte Vedra probably would have been her friend. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't mad at you, bro. Yesterday's a church day. I pray you got your blessings. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes over there at Friendship West Baptist Church. We got a young preacher right here that went viral. Went viral. The views expressed.
You say that you're a Christian, right? Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good.
Right?
You say you're a Christian, but you're gay. You married a woman. You married a man, but you say you're a Christian. Wait a minute. Now, that don't add up.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, go read Leviticus 18 and 22 and see what it says. Go read Romans 1, 26 through 27 and see what it says.
That's a little sassy.
Be careful you let in the chamber of your marriage.
Now, is that a woman preacher, a munchkin
it's a
preacher?
Kid, bro.
A little
zesty kid.
Yeah, bro.
Little kid
call
preacher.
The other gays out.
But he's gay.
I'm
blind.
Up now.
He's blind.
That's fantastic,
dude.
Right here.
Yeah, Eric said it's fantastic, though.
It's pretty
Schedule
good stuff
that boy
right
for
there.
A guest appearance.
At least
he's...
You say that you're a Christian, right?
Right.
Say that you're a Christian. I want you to listen to me good. You say good. You're a Christian, but you're gay.
But you're gay. Terrible.
That's terrible, bro. That is terrible, bro.
That's outstanding.
All right, man, that's it.
All righty, it is time to vote here for our G-Bag of the Day champion. Is it Ocho Cinco with Shannon Sharp? Is it Eagles fan analysis, young Eagles fan? A Trap House Sports, bleep them Packers, your asser. Is it the Jags reporter giving Liam Cohen some love? Little pep talk there on
pep
the
talk.
Other side of it. Did a hell of a job there in year one, Liam. Brought some joy back to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
First time in a while.
Keep
first time since
up.
Blake Bortles.
Yeah,
there's been excitement there with the Jags.
Lynn Jones is here for you.
Or you say you're a Christian.
Somebody called him Theo Von Jr., bro.
But you gay.
Theo Von Jr.
No.
With the AI baby stuff, you know how they make them like, yes, like babies?
Yeah, those are hilarious.
That's exactly
put the
what
voice
that,
on that.
Oh, God.
Okay, I am going to go with the Eagles fan analysis, Eric. How about you?
Give me the church clip, man.
All righty. Lucius?
Trap House.
We are tied at one, Woolchuck.
I'm going to go with the Trap House, too. Screw the Packers.
Brian?
I'm going to go with my reporter, Jacksonville.
By a score of 2-1.
Let's go, Lynn.
Distribution across this, and the new G-Bag of the Day champion is Trap House Sports.
Kaboom.
Bleep them Packers. And with that, it's time to stay in the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has L.A. Live.
Yes, it is a Monday-Friday edition of L.A. Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time to smoke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
But you gay.
Yeah.
I looked in your cup to see if you had enough. You looked in mine to check if I had more than you. That difference says everything. We are not the same. Pay attention to what people measure.
There you go. I'm going to give you some motivation all through the new year, bro. Get that motivation in there. Get that motivation. This is LA Live for Monday, July 12th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
We're busting now. Everybody come along. We're going to dance on the funk and make love.
Shout out to the now disband Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday Friday. And shout out to Greystone Roofing and Construction for sponsoring LA Live. That's greystone-roofing.com. It was a great wild card weekend. Everybody agrees, right?
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Overall, I believe so too.
Incredible.
Yes. And a great birthday weekend for Little Lucius. Everybody celebrating the birth of Little Lucius some odd years ago, way back in time. But this year's birthday, first of all, I want to say thank you, everybody, for sending me some love over the weekend and whatnot. It was definitely felt. I appreciate that, man. Starting off the new year, another trip around the sun. And this year's birthday set the tone for my year for sure. I'm sure it did. But let me first say, for the second weekend, my birthday has fallen on Wild Card Weekend.
Yes.
And I usually pull up on my pops with my cousins and everything during that time anyway, because you're about to see some of the best football of all time.
Right.
It's better than the Super Bowl sometimes, it's Wild Card Weekends and the playoffs and whatnot. So I did, just like I did last year, I just want to watch the football, chill with my peoples, you know, smoke some cigars, drink some premium tequila, and eat steaks. Because dad knows how to cook some fire steaks.
It's awesome.
Yep, so second year in the row, I did that. And, man. So my plan was to just grill steaks, smoke cigars, drink tequila, watch the playoff in peace and love. With peace and love with the family and loved ones. And shout out to Broadus for his consultant for bringing that tequila along.
Yeah.
It was great. Dad grilled the steaks. One of my sisters made a sweet potato pound cake.
Oh, geez. That sounds fantastic.
Hot, yeah, appreciate them. Shout out to my sisters, man. They was giving me a lot of love, make sure I felt good that day. They was, loving me up. I had some friends from high school there. That was cool. Some friends from former radio stations there. Some cousins and uncles. I even got gifts. You don't expect a gift as a grown man on your birthday. You know, maybe a card or something like that. You don't expect a gift.
Right.
I can't believe my dad gave me this, bro.
What was it?
To the Moon Sativa vape pen.
Wow. Look at that.
What? Why, bro? This is the dude that kicked me out of the house because he found some seeds of corn.
Things have changed.
Found some sticks and seeds of corn, bro. Some popcorn. He kicked me out over this.
Opinions have changed.
Yeah, things have changed. You telling me all about it. Yeah, you need a sativa. You're trying to explain to me. All right, man. All right.
When I was in my travel nightmare over the holidays, my mom was so stressed. I came back like 10 hours later after driving over the mountain each way. She goes, I was stressed there for a while, but then I got me one of my gummies.
Ah! It's changing.
Yeah.
The world is changing. And I got three heifers. Dad bought me three heifers.
Pigs?
Okay, heifers. I'm thinking of a big woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said it like that. But yeah, man, yeah, three cows, bro. I didn't expect that, but he gave me three cows.
All right.
So I'm going to get a bull and make something happen over here, son.
It's like biblical.
Let's go ahead and prodigal son.
Yeah, so shout out to that, man. Yeah, and this year was what, year of the snake?
Got the horse.
Ooh,
now, right?
Is it?
25 was, yeah.
25 was, well, it still is, because the Chinese New Year has not even happened, and I can tell the Chinese New Year has not happened.
It's February, right?
Yes, February, I believe so.
February 16th?
So, yeah, keep your head on a swivel for that year of the snake. That means you're shedding things, right?
Right,
yeah.
You're going to leave things behind. Well, that thing started shedding. Oh, it started shedding. Oh, the year the snake was in his bag, and I'm going to just sit back and let God do his thing, you know? Because I can't. You work in mysterious ways, sir, so I'm going to let you do your thing. But as of right now, this is kind of how I feel.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Pow, pow. Johnny Rivers?
Yeah, man.
I can see all.
You get some cute Benzies there?
Huh?
Get some cute Benzies?
Cute Benzies?
Cute Benzies?
What is that?
It's called the mushrooms?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I did have some on deck, but I never got to them.
Okay.
It got a little weird at the end there, the old parties, and I couldn't really just. I was like, let me have my head together.
I know in the past you've talked about how it like it squeegees the fog out of your vision and your brain. So I thought that might be why you're seeing clearly now.
Oh, I'm just letting the year of the snake do its thing.
Nice.
And just peel the things back.
The year of the horse.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Not to be the year of the horse.
God, what does that mean? We already said it was like magic horse or something like
that? Yeah, the magic horse. Yeah. Right. Fire horse.
The fire horse.
The fire horse, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, one of my cousins is a Panthers fan, so that game came first, and he was shaking in his boots.
He had to be happy the way his team played, though.
Yeah, he was. He was. But them knees was knocking. I heard them during the game. Pow, pow, pow. Them knees was knocking.
Get that close, man.
Yeah. Mm. Shout out to all the Panthers fans. You're one hit away, like Jay-Z said. You're one hit away.
Yeah.
Now, I bring that up because Ocho Cinco was one of our G-Bag of the Day champions. Tweeted a video this weekend defending his pronunciation of Ralea.
Ralea.
He, I guess. I can't tell if this is AI or if the news crew at WRAL is in on the bit. But listen to this, though.
Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Ralea, your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Good morning, everyone. We're here to get your Friday started. A lot happening. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovinger. Thank you so much for watching WRAL News, Raleigh's number one news source for all your traffic, weather.
And we're looking at a much better chance for rain. It looks like we could see scattered showers during the day Saturday, especially in Raleigh. It looks like Durham also.
What?
I love it, man. Yeah.
I think he's leveraging AI. That'd be my guess.
Is that what that is?
I think he said, I'm going to prove myself right here. He's doing a bit.
It's got to be, bro.
Yeah.
It looks so good, that AI. I could not tell if that's an AI video or are they just down with
the bit,
too.
I think they're down with the bit.
I think they're down with the bit. This is a real news station. Okay.
Yeah, I think they're really down with the bit.
Helping their guy out?
Yeah.
I could see that. I mean, that's going to help you go viral. That's going to raise awareness about you.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
You think they're down with the bit like that? So they all did them little setup things just to get, to dunk on Unk.
Yeah, just have some fun. He's a South Carolina guy, right?
Yeah.
He's from
the gal he was dating 10 years ago.
Ralea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a kid, though.
That might be a nice name for a kid.
Ralea.
Yeah. If anybody has real information on what that situation, that video is, Ocho Cinco tweeted it over the weekend. I need to know if it's AI or if they're in on the bit, bro. Either way, it's good. I like the trolling. I like that. Keep it up. Let me get the vibes right real quick.
Can't save all the smoke.
I was tearing them cigars up the other day.
Oh, man. Imagine that.
And that tequila that you gave us, when you turn the bottle upside down, the top is like a shot thing, right?
Yeah.
So I asked my cousins, uncle, anybody who wants some, you want a shot? They're like, yeah, let me get some of that. And I'll turn it up, and I'll look at them, and I'll say, all right, say win.
Win.
Say win.
Say win.
I'll pull that thing back when it gets to the amount they want, hand it to them. And I said, every man pours his own poison.
Yeah.
Oh, I was having a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty tequila, too, in that bottle.
I'm glad.
It was. Hey, they found out who was setting cars on fire in that Southwest Fort Worth neighborhood.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out to the boy dads out here. 17-year-old kid.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Set fire to 5 vehicles on Christmas and New Year's through that holiday. Dog, man, them boys be getting into stuff. That's the thing about being a boy dad. They get into the weirdest of things.
Yeah, we went on a run. You know, right when you get that car and you don't really have anything to do, you're just hanging out with idiot friends, you know?
Yes, I do.
Doing hood rat things with friends.
Yes, I do. What happened to ringing doorbells and running? Now we're setting
cars. That's dangerous.
Do some of that.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
No, you can get shot now. Yeah, you can get shot. You're absolutely right about that.
With the ring doorbell cams, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You're telling on yourself.
I'm just saying in the 70s, that's what we did. We weren't setting cars on fire.
No.
We were jumping over trash cans on our bikes and like breaking bones.
I got busted for throwing peaches.
Yeah.
There was a peach tree. Throwing peaches at a car one time. Yeah. They weren't like the big peaches. They were real small, but everybody else couldn't hit it, and I hit the darn car. Boom! I was like, I thought I was going to be champion. And everybody ran off and left me right there.
Yeah. You got to be ready to hot-foot it out of there.
Yeah, champion.
I think the dumbest thing we ever did was, for whatever reason, we thought it'd be funny to take apart the, you know, the long wooden fences that are out there in the country?
Yes.
That might keep cows in,
yes,
but not horses.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, we're like, let's just take down a good, I don't know, 100 yards of this.
Oh, my God.
And also, you got cattle all over
you
the place?
You got cows out in the road.
That's mischief,
no,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Malicious
man.
Mischief.
Malicious
oh, yeah.
mischief, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's the technical term.
I saw the front,
yes.
I saw the front of a mobile home that hit a hog. So I can imagine, like, hitting a cow. I mean, you're
yeah, that's
just
bad.
Completely
yeah. just stupid.
Yeah, tore up the front end of that thing.
It's like the Macaulay Culkin movie. The Evil Son, whatever his name is. What was that, Will Chuck?
Children of the Corn.
Macaulay Culkin was like a bad kid. He threw, like, the fake body onto the highway, caused panic.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh, yeah, look that up,
oh,
man.
Oh, damn.
Dad problems, bro. Boy dad problems. Reminds me of the angry dad that sounds like Batman. You guys remember him, right?
Oh, Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where you at? I'm in North Liberty.
Where are you at?
Oh, jeez.
Is it the good son?
The good son. Yeah, I said the bad son. That's two on the nose.
Where you at? I'm in North Liberty.
Doing what?
I'm at Asher's house.
Ooh.
Your mom's on her way to get you.
Okay.
I'm f***ing pissed.
Okay.
Call your mom and tell her where the
f***
you're at.
All right.
Bye.
Wow.
Bye. Boy dad stuff, bro. Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you don't want to be that nonchalant with me. You know, if you know you're supposed to be in trouble and you're still acting too cool for school, like
that's
the punishment
me.
Is doubling actively.
Got hit with a right cross being that way.
Yeah.
Dad, he asked me, I was hammered. He goes, where you been? I said, I have no idea. Boom! Oh. I was laying on the wall. He says, I'll see you in the morning. I just picked myself up and went to bed. I did. I didn't.
I'll
I
see you in the morning.
Yeah, I'll see you in the morning.
Just a little goodnight kiss. Yeah. Bang!
Man, it was tough. I don't blame him.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. Now, this weekend was my birthday, but it was a somber one. It was a somber one. Friday night, I got some awful news, and it definitely bled over into my birthday hangout. Having friends from high school there, we couldn't help but just, you know, have this conversation. I'll be a little sad about it. But if you were in Grand Prairie at a particular time, you might have heard of a name of Gavin Booth.
Gavin Booth.
Gavin Booth! If you ran track during a particular time in this DFW area, you have heard of the name of Gavin Booth, 100%. My sister ran against them when she was at Hockaday. So, yeah, Gavin Booth, man. If you played football in the DFW area during a particular time, you have heard of the name of Gavin Booth. If you went to Rice football during a particular time, you've heard of Gavin Booth. Well, we found out that he was murdered in Maryland.
Silver Springs.
Yeah. Yep, recently. Tragic stuff, man. Real tragic stuff. Justice for Gavin. Send his family some healing energy. His dad, which is a real cool dude, looks like Harry Belafonte.
Whoa.
His mom and his sister, Ray Sham. Ray Sham was always cool, man. Shout out to you, sir. I mean, ma'am, excuse me, but I'm talking about Gavin when I say sir. But God bless that family. Rest well, G. Grand Prairie legend Gavin Booth. Love you, sir. My name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black, Lord willing, tomorrow if the creek don't rise on me. Don't rise on me. I'll holler. Peace.